Sue Simons and her husband have driven more than 20 years without an accident or speeding ticket. A few months ago, she filed bankruptcy after a string of setbacks in 3 months. Major surgery, the death of her mother, and a house fire. Despite her good driving record, however, Allstate canceled her auto insurance. Her agent told her it was because of her credit rating.
Give us a break. When I first started driving, they looked at your driving record. That's what your insurance was based on. Nothing else. I've never been at a risk driver. In fact, I drive for the Salvation Army. I can drive a Hennepin County car. You've got to have good driving records to do that.
Some insurance companies are using credit ratings to not only decide coverage, but at what price. The Attorney General's office says a not-so-stellar credit rating can mean paying hundreds of dollars more in premiums. Minnesota Attorney General Mike Hatch wants insurance companies to stop the practice because he says there's no correlation between credit ratings and risk.
They ought not be charging on the basis of how much they can gouge somebody simply because they're not in as good financial shape as the rest of us. They're going to be doing it on the basis of our propensity to have accidents. That's what underwriting's all about. And what they're doing is they're going over the line, they're putting that ladle in the trough a little further than they should, and they're hurting the small guy.
The head of Minnesota's Insurance Federation disagrees.
If you take good care of your credit, you're probably going to take good care of your car or your home.
Alvin Parsons heads an association that represents insurance companies. He says there is a direct connection between a person's credit rating and risk. He says tying credit ratings to auto and homeowners insurance makes sense because a credit rating does not discriminate based on a person's gender or color. He also says it costs less.
The reason you use them is opposed to doing through all the underwriting criteria that you normally do. How many accidents have you had? How long have you been driving? All those sorts of things. But they use the credit history as a surrogate for that. And basically, it's automated because you basically get the credit history from the credit bureau, and it goes into a economic model, if you will, and it comes out with a prediction as to whether this is a good risk or not a good risk.
Minnesota's largest association of independent insurance agents says the practice puts agents in a tough spot. Dan Riley of the independent insurance agents in Minnesota says at least half of insurance companies rely on credit ratings.
Some of the things that they look at and they analyze brings your score up or down or whatever, and it can truly affect you. Whether you have too many credit cards, you may have too many credit cards in your wallet, and you may have too much credit line, even though your credit lines aren't extended or whatever, they take that into consideration.
Minnesota is one of a handful of states in the nation that requires insurance agents to obtain written permission before they access a person's credit record. But at least one man who's worked in the industry for 30 years says some companies don't always take Minnesota's law seriously. Jim Holm says agents are then in the position of jeopardizing their relationships with their companies or following Minnesota's law.
All laws are open to interpretation, and the insurance companies are providing the interpretation for their agents. Agents aren't likely to go against the interpretation of the insurance company, and this is causing insurance agents to be in a very bad situation with their clients.
Al Parsons of the Minnesota Insurance Federation says he's confident that companies follow Minnesota's law. And if they don't, he says they face enforcement by the Commerce Department. Attorney General Hatch says he's looking for a legislator to author a bill prohibiting insurance companies from using credit ratings to assess risk. I'm Elizabeth Stawicki, Minnesota Public Radio.